Welcome to the skating session. My name is Tony Wheeler.
And I'm Thomas Vu.
And we're back for day two of our Grand Prix final review. This will cover in depth the ice dance competition because that's what people want to talk about. And also, we'll pretty much quickly go over the women's competition. But we're starting off with dance. We have a lot of clips to go over. We have a lot of opinions, I would say, about everything. Thomas, you start.
You're just seeing what like other folks are saying, what fans are saying. This is again, like we talked about yesterday, it's almost been this like brewing kind of sentiment. And I'm going to talk about just in terms of like Ice Academy of Montreal. Like it's something everyone was kind of saying in the background. There seems to be this IAM coalition. And now I guess the counter movement has just become very public, right? And I'm calling it IAM versus the world because that's what it feels like now. When you see comments online, we talk about IAM judges versus non-Ice Academy of Montreal judges, and people are picking sides, right? It seems to be really split. And before we get into that, though, like, I don't know about you, but in terms of like how political everything feels, at least in terms of the discussions, in terms of how fans are reacting, how skaters are reacting, people like commentators, coaches. This feels very early 2000s. It feels very much just as like that period right before the 2002 Olympics in ice dance. And just a little history, the Grand Prix final right before that Olympics was incredibly, what would you call this? Chaotic, atypical in terms of like what the results you saw versus how the rest of the season played out. And what did they call it? Like the Brave Five or something like that, that more or less Bordenkratz won the Grand Prix final over Anissina and Pesaro. And I don't even think the Italians medal, correct?
No, I think was it
Fusarpoli and Margaglio, did they get third or I should
No,
look
I'm
that up.
saying I think Trabuiasco. I'm not
Right,
sure.
right. And so like I don't even think they medaled, right? And so when you look at the Olympics, come around the Olympics, Anissina and Pesaro win gold in a 5-4 split. Over Lobacheva and Averbuch, and then the Italians get bronze with a fall over the Canadians in fourth
Who
with their
also
own
fell.
two falls. And they have two falls, right? So just really chaotic stuff happening. And we're kind of seeing that a little bit here, in my opinion, in terms of like how the Grand Prix final is shaking out. And it really remains to be seen of whether or not this sticks to be a trend to go to the Olympics, or this was almost like a last hurrah before there's a correction at the Olympics. And because that's how I would frame what happened in the 2002 cycle. The Grand Prix final was an anomaly. And then whatever happened at the Olympics was a correction, even if there were some forces even trying to upend that. And so I see this as a Chalk and Bates versus Fournier, Beaudry, and Cizeron, and then a Fearon Gibson versus Gillis and Poirier. And that's
But
what it
that's
seems
what
like
we
the fans are
said.
saying too.
We said that I think I said that in the first event, and I think I correctly predicted the Grand Prix final podium. Just I had one and two backwards, but I had a feeling that Fearon and Gibson were kind of leapfrogging Gillis and Poirier this year, and it's playing out as I mean, I said this briefly yesterday, but the idea that the judges were all in conspiracy to get them that 600th of a point ahead to give them the bronze medal is a little bit crazy. But was there a little bit of a shady kind of pushing up of one team and pushing down of another team? We'll look at all of that. I do feel like, having gone through and 98, I was 11 years old, and in 2002, I was 15. But by the time 2002 came around, I was recording every last thing. I knew every skater in the world. I was very, very into skating. And back then, before there was this IJS, this whole rule book for ice dance, it was kind of like whatever your opinion is, just how loud you say it is what the fact will be. And I remember thinking, like, wow, this is a crazy result. Like, Bordenkratz were being shoved down our throats for so many years in North American media as the team that's just suffering so much. And really, when I started to understand the foundations behind skating, I'm like, no. And I still remember 2002 Grand Prix final. I was like, no, this is just, Katie. This happened also, by the way, in 1997. The Grand Prix final or Champion Series final, I think it was called back then. It was in Canada, and Bordenkratz beat Krylova and Ovsyannikov for the title there too, which was a big shock. So it's
And
Canada,
it's
as
Canada,
Carol Lynn would
right?
say.
At least here, though, at least we have some things we can quantify as opposed to it's just like, vague vibes, things like that. 98 to me, it's way more open and shut that this was not a real controversy in terms of what was going on with Borden and Kratz. There's way more of an argument though when you get to like the 2002 cycle, only because there's actual elements. Borden and Kratz are doing more real content. Aniston and Pays a Rot were doing a best of free program or free dance. So like right, there's actually more of a case there. Here though, I would love to like just go through everything. I would love to talk about the overview in terms of like them versus them, you know, this the two kind of verses we're seeing here, what fans are talking about. But there's this concept in figure skating called the fan Uber matrix, and who you like and who you dislike really depends on who you're fans of. And the skating has little to do with it, right? It's kind of just like, I'm pro this team, so I'm anti this team. And it's kind of getting a lot of just like, I'm pro this team, so I'm anti this entire world and this entire camp now. And we're seeing this anti-IAM sentiment pick up even amongst the fandom. And but we have an all IAM podium here. We have an inter IAM fight as well. So even within the IAM world, the loyalties are being split. And you're seeing that a little bit here when you look at some of these scores to just the Grand Prix final, right? So let's just talk about like the rhythm dance first. I feel like that's kind of like the easiest one to talk about just because everyone skates relatively clean. The scores are really close between everybody. I don't think it's really that surprise because Chalk and Bates and Fournier Baudry and Cizeron are a little more than a point separation, with Chalk and Bates taking it about like what 1.18
One point
points.
two points. Oh.
Yeah, 1.18. Yeah, and then Gillis and Poirier are over Fear and Gibson by like 0.34 points, right? So let's just start off here. So in terms of just like the rhythm dance, going through this, looking at the grade of executions, looking at the PCS scores, what are you seeing that really kind of sticks out to you?
I mean, I can't keep saying it any other way, but I think and again, this is not a comparative system where IJS is supposed to
Right.
be, well, this person got a plus three, this person should get a plus four. It shouldn't work like that. You know, there's this rubric that we keep referencing. We've linked to it. I don't know how many judges have ever looked at the rubric, to be honest, but I feel like some of the elements are just so maxed out because they are supposed top teams that it's not really quantifiable when you're looking at like what we see as the best, and then the judges are kind of matching that with other teams, and I'm like, well, no, there's a big difference between these elements, at least in my opinion. The one thing I will say is the Twizzles of Chalk and Bates. Again, I feel like out of all 12 teams in the Grand Prix final, it might be the weakest element. And that does not mean like, oh, they're matching the
Right.
music, give them all the positive the features for this element and just throw out a plus four or whatever, because it's not like that. So that stands out to me. I will say I'm not like as blown away by Laurence and Guillaume's rhythm dance. I think it's
Fair.
very good. I think it's strong, but I do think it's a little bit open, and I think I've said it since the beginning. I think they stopped one too many times doing this, and it's kind of the curse of the senior rhythm dances in general, but I think it's not as well moving. You watch the junior rhythm dances and they're kind of really forced to keep moving the entire program. So that's standing out to me, but that's not exclusive just to them because it's almost every team. Now, they move much faster. I don't care who says otherwise. They move much faster than Chalk and Bates. So they're still covering more ice, even if they stop a few times. So
Right.
there's the trade-off of that. It's just the overall impression. I will say just randomly, there's some comments that I've seen like, oh, I think the costumes are what are losing it for this team or that team, or I think that's this or that. The
No one
costumes,
cares.
no, it's not that. It's not the impression of any of that. It's probably more politics than anything to do with
I know, because
costumes.
I honestly don't even think about the costumes at all. Like now that you mentioned it, I'm like, oh, I guess she's wearing leopard in one and she's wearing something that someone normally wouldn't wear in public in the other, you know, like, but I don't even think about it like at all. Yeah, but it's talking about that, you know, the Twizzles are the thing to me that really sticks out too, because if you look here at Chalk and Bates, they get mostly all fours, and then the Chinese judge gives them a five. And so somehow this Chinese judge is saying, like, this is a plus five worthy element. I'm not seeing that, right? And then Fournier Baudry and Cizeron, they have like two fives, right? And they actually have a three from the British judge, which to me is crazy that the British judge is giving Chalk and Bates better grade of execution for their Twizzles. And just by virtue of that, they get point what? 1-1 more points, right? This one extra five, right, being averaged in because there were two fives granted. So as opposed to just a straight plus four value that Chalk and Bates gets. And one thing we emphasize a lot, if you have one negative feature, you cannot get higher than plus three. It's strictly right there in the rubric. It says it plain as day. And it's something that we have said that more or less judging panels and judges ignore all the time. Going down to, let's just comparing the Twizzles to, in terms of like the top four, the Twizzles aren't a strong element for anybody except Fournier, Beaudry, and Cicerone, right? That's pretty much the one of the weakest elements of these other top teams. But in Gillis and Poirier actually get punished for it. You're seeing here where their highest GOE is three, and they have like three twos here. Fear and Gibson, they actually have one four, but other than that, it's twos and threes, and they get the exact same overall score, right? So I think it'd actually be really great to just go through and just watch them, see what we notice as we're watching them, and were these elements really judged fairly, and is the separation truly legitimate? So just for example, Chalk and Bates get a whole one. About one more point, 1.03 points than Gillis and Poirier and Fear and Gibson. Are they worthy of that really 1 point they get from grade of execution?
Okay, so the one thing that stands out for me right away, and we've said this a lot of times, the ice coverage is okay in the beginning, but it's like as soon as she does her counter rotation, it's a fight for her life to even get anywhere. And what we end up seeing, and we'll play it again, but what we end up seeing is that this, especially this right here, she's not moving. She's really like that whole last rotation is in place. Probably the second to last rotation is not going anywhere. And even coming out of it, her arms are a little bit like, I would say it wasn't the smoothest thing, but as a whole, they're already, I just starting right here, they're going into this so tentatively. You see some teams that just bomb into the element, they have something, and even if we go back just a little bit more,
And they
you see
slow. They make sure their speed is like a little slower. They make sure that
there
they
is,
control it. They're not out there like LaJoy and Laga bombing through these.
and there's no difficult entry into this too. I mean, they did, like, you see from right here,
There's
they're
no
doing a back
transitions.
crossover right there and turning
And
straight into it, and that's it. So there's
And so they
that.
do the hop for the pattern feature. Little ice coverage. They have the arms and they have their legs in like the coupe position. And then here they have just arms. And you can see the how little ice coverage there really is for her, right? And to me, if I'm looking here at the grade of execution chart, I'm like, I'm sorry, this is not that fast, right? Like where I am seeing a lacking or reducing of speed of rotation and or speed across the ice.
Well, I slowed it
That's a
way
negative
down.
feature.
Yeah, I slowed it way down now, and we're gonna play this second set again because I want you to see everybody. She's moving, but right here, she's not, like, there's no movement. There's
And that
no
second
movement.
rotation to me happens that pretty much stationary, still on the ice. And so to me, she should not be getting credit for that second rotation. So this should be a level three just for that. And then there's a negative feature here. It's not very fast. The rotation speed does slow down.
It
It is not
regresses.
smooth across the ice. And that again, plus three is the max you can give.
So even if people were to argue that they're still moving enough, blah blah blah, that you can't dump the level, I just want people to look at what we've just shown and how little ice coverage there truly is and how it does slow down. Because if they're still moving in your mind, which I don't really feel she is, then the argument still can become, though, that it's so slow, it's not covering any ice. You can, and I mean, like I said, there's no difficult entry. There's nothing that's making this exceptionally difficult. And people have said, as a pushback to what I've said, that, oh, but they add all this stuff that makes it more difficult. No, they don't. These are the most straightforward twizzles, probably in, you know, it's.
Not to be like shady, but that's hashtag basic, right? Like, and if I'm sitting here adding up the positive features, I am saying, okay, we can maybe give them one that enhances the choreography, even though to me, it's more or less just skating through the music. Entry and exit, not seamless. It's not smooth or effortless. Body lines pleasing, pose of both partners. Sure, maybe we can give them both each for that. I'll just benefit of the doubt, even though I don't feel like there's anything exceptional happening at all in that regard. It's not innovative. There is unison and oneness. We'll give them that, right? Consistent and close spacing. I would not give that to them, honestly. They do kind of separate whatever, but even if we're giving them that, right? Speed of rotation's not happening. Speed of the, not happening. It's not the cleanest. The exit is not done on a smooth running edge. So for me, I see max 5 positive features. Maybe some of these you can give a little extra and get to the 6, right? So
Okay, but
even
that's
just
still a plus
considering,
three
but yeah,
with no
right. Even
negative.
right with no negative. So even giving them that benefit of the doubt, I don't see where you get past plus 3 for this element, right? And then when you go and you actually deduct for that lacking of speed and rotation, all that, for me, the speed's lacking, the rotation slows down. I'm giving them 2 negative features for that. We're now at
Plus
net
one.
4 features. This is a plus 2 element.
Plus two. Okay.
This is a plus 2 element. I still struggle to see where a judge looks at this and finds 5, finds a plus 5. That is
Yeah.
just the height of absurdity
Well, you
and why
see,
iStat
I don't.
scoring is broken.
Yeah, and you, I don't know if you noticed though, but if you look at the totals that the Chinese judge gave, they were actually very generous across like a lot of the skaters. I think that judge had both of the top two teams in the rhythm dance at like 92 or 93 points, which is way far above everybody else. So it was
And
just
they're the
generous
only ones
everywhere.
who. And they're the only 10 in the rhythm dance was given by the Chinese judge to Chok and Bates for
Chok and Bates,
presentation.
yeah.
Sorry. So next one.
Okay. So this one, again, not really a difficult entrance, but you see how they're moving. You see the body position for me is already better. I love how they hold this
And they
line
hold
coming
the
out of that.
edge, which is a feature for GOE, right?
So to me, even coming out, you see they're doing something coming out, which is a lot more that Chok and Bates did. It's not necessarily going to make the GOE even better, but when you're talking about difficulty of the element, you have that going on. So we'll watch it again. This to me is perfection right here. The arm movement, like the spacing, everything is just perfect. They hold that. I love that so much. Turning around. Now, one could say that one's not moving as much either. It's still moving more. They do a third set right here. They're already like to get the to their level four, they're opting to do that third set, which is, well, now we're going to a different one. But they're doing so much more, in my opinion. And it just looks a lot smoother. It just everything about this is just
I
smoother,
agree.
better. If I don't expect the judges to sit there and compare like head to head because they can't go back on these videos. But even like, look,
And they
just on
can't slow, and
randomly
they can't
stopping.
slow-mo. They can only do real time.
But even like I could stop anywhere and they're almost perfectly matched the entire way through, So to me, and again, they're still moving
I don't really see a
again.
negative feature here. I don't see a negative feature, right? And the only thing that could justify the British judge's 3 is if there were a negative feature, because I'm going out and I'm seeing all these other things. I'm saying it's smooth and effortless, right? I'm giving it 2 features for that. I think it enhances the choreography just because of the way they're styling, everything feels like very Madonna, especially like the way they point out with like their fingertips and there's so much style happening, right? I'm not going to give it the full 3, even if I'm just being stingy and give it the 1, right? I think the entry and exit is seamless. I'll give it that to them too. So I'm at 5 already. Body lines pleasing, whatever. Even if I'm being stingy and only giving 1 per each, I'm now at 7. Right? I wouldn't say it's innovative or creative at all. I would say
No.
there's unison and oneness. Being stingy, just going to give them the 1.
Yeah.
Consistent and close spacing between partners. Yeah. Even if I'm being stingy, I'm just going to give them the 1. I'm already at
But a plus
9
five.
positive features, and here's a plus 5 easy. Speed of rotations maintained. Let's give them that 1 too. I'm at 10. Speed across the ice maintained or accelerated. I could be stingy and just say, no, maybe we don't give that to them. I'm still at 10. Like, and this is to me where it's crazy. And I haven't even gotten to this bonus feature that only exists for the Twizzles, but that's exit of Twizzles performed with smooth running edge by both partners on the same Twizzle. And they do that for their first
They do that
set.
on the
They
first
get a
set.
feature for that. I'm at 11 positive features for this. And that's me being incredibly stingy on this element, right? Because in reality, I would actually give some of this double, like that you're allowed to. 11. This is a plus 5 element to me, very clearly. I don't see where a judge is giving this a 3. 4, maybe you don't want to give them too high of GOE right now. Whatever, blah, 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 blah. You're holding back. I don't see it. I don't see it. You know what I mean? Like, it's clearly a 5. There's way more features necessary to get this 5.
And they've built it in like that. I mean, I'm a sucker for like that held edge at the end of the first set because that's incredibly to maintain that kind of effort coming out of a twizzle is amazing. And
And the armography happening as they extend their legs out too, and just how beautiful all of that is, how all of that truly enhances the choreography. They're performing out through it. They're not just trying to get through it. Chalk and Bates are trying to get through it. Yet somehow there's only 0.11 points difference between these two elements, and that's just such an absurdity.
Agreed.
Anyway.
But yeah, let's
Now
go
on to the
to
other verses, right? Are we Gillis and Poirier, Fear Gibson?
Gillis Poirier touching hands before starting.
Right, and
Actually,
they're really
pretty good right here.
close. I love that first set and the way they just do all this, like, oh, 1 foot footwork, like, happening there. And they get to the second, still fast to me, right? And then right into the third, and I
I
see
would
style and
s
performance out.
yeah.
I would
So
say
things I
that's better than
like.
Chalk and Bates's.
I would just I love how they were touching in the beginning and then they let go really quick. Now they're really close together here, really close together, and everything's really well done here. You could even see in her face she was trying so hard to nail this after what happened in their last Grand
Right.
Prix event. I think you could see the intensity of her face. I don't love for any team, and Fear and Gibson are also doing this, but they do this edge work, this like inside outside, whatever kind of pulls in between the elements, and to me that really just slows it down. And if you watch her, especially right here, it's kind of like she really really has to pay attention to what she's doing. But so far everything's been really good, like there's no fault
Right.
here at all. Now the only thing I can say is his right here, I would say that was a little bit clunky. I feel like a lot of his stuff this year is just not looking as smooth as it usually did. You see how he's kind of inside outside
Yeah.
right there? That would be
Yes.
the only fault that I would have for this entire thing,
Right.
but
But I didn't
moves a
see
lot
a pause in
better.
rotation, right? I didn't see a pause in rotation, so he's not going to get dinged for like checking the turn or anything like that. And but their GOE here is so suppressed. They're getting twos. The US judge and the British judge give them a two. So does the Japanese judge. And I just don't see that. I don't see that, right? Like, maybe there's a negative feature here on that second set, maybe. But I don't see that. Like, I don't see it really slow down. I think they've worked out really hard to like make sure it's actually the same pace as the first one. And to me, it covers more ice than Chalk and Bases. So
100%.
I don't see negative features here. So smooth and effortless. I would never call their twizzles smooth and effortless. They're good, you know. Does it enhance the choreography and character shows and music? Yeah, let's give them that feature, right? Entry, exit, seamless, creative. Like, I wouldn't really give them that, right?
No.
Body lines pleasing, both partners, aesthetically pleasing per partner. I would say actually they were. Especially like the way they exit. I really love the way they exit. It has all this style. Oh, let's give them that. Element innovated and or creative. Maybe you might give them one of these. I don't think I would. I don't know where you are with that. Unison, oneness throughout the element. I'm gonna give them that, right? It's actually really good. Consistent spacing, I'd give them that too. Speed of
I would.
rotations maintained. Yeah, I would say that too. I would give them that too. Speed across the ice maintained or accelerated, I'd give them that too, right? And there we go, right? We're already here. I have my seven features. I am giving them a plus four.
Plus four.
They can get a plus four on this, right? It's actually performed really well. And so this is just one of those things when you actually break it down on the criteria. And again, that's still me being stingy on some of these features here. They get a plus four, yet no, they're actually graded on average under a three.
And this is where I think it would help. I mean, it's never going to happen, but it would help if the judges afterwards would say these are the criteria I applied or I didn't apply, and then it would just, it just lead to even more fan wars and them being biased towards one team or not. But I do feel like these are the little places that they can kind of nick away at those scores if they would like to, and
Right.
it doesn't seem so out of line. But it's,
And
like.
it's the difference between being a plus four, plus five team versus a plus three, plus four team. And Gillis and Poirier are being pushed down to being that plus three, plus four team right now when they were getting a lot of fours and then some fives, right? Right, but the season before this.
So they bomb into the element. They
Yeah.
really, and the ice coverage there
Lots
is
of
probably the
speed.
best. Again, they do this in between that I don't love so much, and it kind of goes on too long for me. This one
And
doesn't
this
move
is where
nearly as
messy,
well.
messy. I see messy in that second set.
The first set, third set were great. I mean, that first set literally
It
moved the best out of any team. Now, one can
did.
say, you know, they're just leaving their legs out. The legs right here just have to be out at least 45 degrees. They
45.
have to stay above 45 degrees. So they're fine. Like, everything's good there. They're moving so well. The pulls here, okay, they do edge work there, which is nice. I mean, yeah, but it slows them way down. And I feel like that gives them an excuse to go much slower. If you watch her, especially right here, this is not easy. But
Yeah, see,
yeah, that
yeah.
last turn was kind of like, yeah, it wasn't so great. But, you know, I feel like he can get through it, and I'm not picking on her, but just you see, like, it's a big struggle for her where she's really tied up in her shoulders, and for him, he's just kind of letting loose and getting through it. And then on this last set, everything is fine again because they're rotating in their natural direction. And it kept moving. And the exit, I like that much more
Yeah,
than.
love the exit. And there's a cool exit for this one, right? And so if we're just going through this, it's not smooth or effortless to me. Sorry, no. if anything, I see a negative feature because that second set is slightly labored. I'm giving her that at least one negative feature for that second set because just hers, you could see that too. His speed is very consistent, where hers is not. There's a lot more control issues happening in this second set.
You see, almost at the end, she
Right.
kind of,
Almost on the
it's
toe pick
just,
too, getting stuck. Yep, different places. And so, does it enhance the choreography character? Sure. Well, we're giving everyone that at least that one feature. Entry exit seamless and or unexpected. I would say the exit was cool, creative, right? Unexpected. So we'll give them that feature too. Body lines, pose of both partners, aesthetic pleasing. I wouldn't really say that at all happening here. Maybe that first one's cool. Element is innovative and or creative and or a variety of holds. And I would actually give him a feature for that. Just the way the first set is, the way they exit out of it, it's pretty nice. Unison or oneness, I would give him that. Consistent spacing. I actually would not give him consistent spacing,
It was
especially in that
good in
second
the first
set.
and the third, but the second gets really close
Second
together.
set, yeah. So it can't be throughout, right? And if anything, you know, we could maybe even find a negative feature there for that. The speed of rotations maintained, I don't think it was
No.
in that second
They
set at
bomb
all.
into that first, yeah, so.
They bomb into the first, and the second set's so slow, covers so little ice. Speed across the ice maintained, accelerated. I don't think that happened. And so, right, all I'm only at four. I only have four here. Four positive features before I take anything away.
So plus two
And I'm
maximum.
definitely taking something away. I gave you that at least that poor execution, that little bit loss of control. I'm at three features here. This is a plus two element.
So again, we didn't say this in the beginning, and we've been going through this, but we mentioned in our question and answer video, one to two features positive side is a plus one, three to four is plus two, and so on. If you get nine or above, you're at a plus five, and then you have to subtract your negative features, and that's how you get to the final
Yeah,
GOE for
it's
these
net
elements.
features, right?
Yeah, so when we're talking about net features of four, three to four would be a plus two, and that's what we're talking about. We're not saying it's a three to four GOE. So if you didn't watch the last video, we explained all of it there.
And we pulled a lot of elements. We're probably not going to talk about every single one today, but just highlighting the four teams here in the Twizzles, you're seeing just how, like, to me, it's not being judged properly at all, right? We're seeing, like, Fear and Gibson here get mostly threes for this element. The Hungarian judge gives them a four, right? Weirdly enough, the British judge gives them a two. So the British judge, I think, is scoring that accurately. The Canadian judge is scoring that accurately, as is the Kazakh judge. Everyone else is being a bit too generous, and I don't know what the Hungarian judge is looking at. And you know, so like we pulled these other clips. We may just even post some of them, just so you can do your own comparisons. But you're seeing a lot of these same issues happening too. Like, for example, like if you look at the pattern step, Chalk and Bates here though get what, one, two, three? They get four fours from the judges. And to me, it's really small, right? They're not covering that much ice. You could look at it, go back and review it for yourself. Whereas you
We'll
look
play it
here
on the
at
screen.
48,
We'll play it
okay,
on the
yeah.
screen really quick.
Yeah,
We'll
we'll
just
just
play
play
it
them
one
all
time.
and we'll talk about them as we're going through. Yeah, so like we'll just play them all. So like they don't even get to the end of the rank here. To me, like the pattern is, yeah, there we go. But you see though, they're not really filling the rank. They're not.
They're
You see
moving
how much
slow. You can
space
see.
they're moving slow. And the reason they're not filling out the rink is because they are moving slower. They have to keep up with the beat, they have to keep up with the pattern, and
That was not, I
If
mean,
they're
right there, I don't
right,
know.
and if they're filling up the rink, they have to skate faster. And because you don't see them reach the edges of the boards. The pattern's really small. It's more in the center of the ice. Yet here we go. They're getting, I think, the highest score for their pattern step in the
Level
whole
three.
competition. And they get almost a
Right
point
here.
more than Fournier, Beaudry, and Cizeron.
Just watch right here. To me, this kind of exemplifies everything. Like, that was not easy. Like, that turn was like they made it look like work. It was not smooth. So that's, I don't know.
The
It's
Browns
just.
do that better, because I think the Browns, he's doing the turn. And like, he does it way better. He holds it, he gets style, he performs during it. He's not holding on for dear life to make sure he can perform the turn, right? And that's what you're seeing there. To me, just not great. And if you go through and we just look at everybody else's, we're gonna see just like making those comparisons. And so even just like for them, they start the element to me more creatively, right? Their three turns are just way more creative going through here already. They're at the corner of the board, the rink. You can see them right by the boards as they're turning that corner. Even here too, their pattern is just so much bigger. Even when they stop to vogue for a second, you know what I mean?
It's still
Like, they're
moving,
just giving us more. It's still moving. Look how close to the boards they are, close to the edges they are. This pattern is bigger. It takes less time for them to go through it. They're skating
And
like it's seemingly, right? And with more style, with more performance, there's never these weird sticky moments that you're really looking for. And
And they're
so
you see
I,
them down
go
on
ahead.
their knees so much. Like, that's the thing I don't see with Chalk and Bates. They're very up and down, especially him this year. I think, I've commented on that. You look in the free dance, he's really not doing much. And I think you said
No,
it
I know.
yesterday too. They're not doing much, but you see, even just like from this one back crossover that they do and how much power they get into everything, how they're always leaning, always the edges are so much deeper here, just so much deeper, and it flows so much better. Definitely more ice coverage.
But you
I
know, if you
don't.
look here, the British judge, he says that they have performed this element to the same quality, each getting plus two, right? And I just don't see that at all. To me, this gets into the plus four territory. I don't see how these judges are finding just plus two, yet somehow giving plus four to Chalk and Bates. The Canadian judge actually thinks Chalk and Bates perform this better than Fournier, Beaudry, and
I don't
Cizeron.
know. I don't
And
know.
that's just no. I'm sorry, no. Okay, we can go to the next one. And I think we're starting here. Yeah, we go. There we go. So it's starting here. You know, if you see those, you'll walk around three turns. And they have this like some creative things going on here. They're doing a lot of things that could be slowing this element down. But even they, to me, get to the boards. Their pattern is bigger than Chalk and Bates. Yet all of a sudden, they're
And
being
there's more
judged lower.
content.
And there's more content. There's more actual choreography going on here. There's actually more, to me, effort to pay attention to the music and have creativity and uniqueness going out throughout.
Definitely more ice coverage. Definitely more going on in terms of making the element more intricate. Definitely more going on in between. I love that beginning. I don't know. Just even him, who I think like is showing signs of getting older and not, he's using his body so much better. So much
Right.
better.
Using his body so much later, getting on the lower planes of performance. Guillaume's doing that too. And not just that, they're going in these like difficult like gig turns, these creative ways of like doing the turns, you know, spinning around the other partner, and they're gaining speed throughout. Like, to
Even
me,
you
they're
see,
showing better.
you see right here, like the depth of their edges. You don't see that in Chalk and Bates at all. I don't,
You
even if
don't.
it's that for that 1 second, you don't see it there. You don't see it there. Everything to me is a little bit better than what Chalk and Bates do, but what do I know?
100%, right? And the only thing that maybe isn't as good is maybe some of their positions aren't as pleasing because they don't have as long of legs, they're shorter, etc. So that becomes aesthetic, stylistic. But in terms of the actual skating, they're showing off better skating skills to me, deeper edges, more creativity. Yet the British judge gives them only a plus one, right? So on this one,
It's just an easy way, and especially British judge, you think about what's at stake there, but it's just an easy way to chip away because
Chip
who
away.
really is sitting there looking at these elements, after the fact and saying, we don't agree with that? A lot of people just take it for face value. I've been told so many times in my life, oh, these people are actually trained and they know what they're talking about. You don't. Okay, that's cool, but like, well, we have the video to go over this stuff to say, hey, it's not necessarily right. All right, anyways, moving on.
Yeah, I saw it a little before just to show even to like
The
there's
choreography
some
going
teams
into
that
it.
do way more into it. So yeah, like when you looked at yeah, they started already. When you looked at 48 Baudry and Cizeron's too, you know, they're pretty much in hold, dance hold the entire time right before it starts, whereas everyone else gets really open. But even Fear and Gibson, you're seeing it like their patterns to me is not as big as Gillis and Poirier's.
No.
They get stuck a little more. There
I
is
would,
less creativity happening. Like even
if you
this
just
isn't
start,
completely to the edge of the boards.
yeah, if you just start from here, that just watch her. She's kind of being pulled along, and then when
But she's great.
she has
And
to
notice how then
deal
they
with,
turn that corner, they're not by the boards at all. There is so much space.
yeah, even right here, you can see they're quite a bit away. But even right, like just right here, you can see, like, oh,
You
you could
compare
just
that depth of
see.
edge at the same section from Gillis and Poirier to them, not as deep.
Well, look at where they're at right there. Look at where her edge is at. And then look at, that's okay. That turn was actually good, but like look at how her body is basically being held. Like she is letting him get her into that
Yes.
position 100%. And
And you
you
saw
know,
the same
it's
thing with Chalk and Bates, right? Yes. There isn't
so
actual equal partnering happening. And that's the end of the element. Okay. So just even in comparing these two, we're seeing to me again, the scoring isn't accurate. I'm sorry, it's not accurate to what's actually going on here. We're not like judging the levels at all. We're just
No.
purely looking at how the judges are grading the grade of execution. And just like Tony said, just by one GOE here and there, a few judges can chip away at a team's score and it can result in what we saw here, right? In the end result. And before we move on to the free dance here, if you're just looking at the PCS, you know, in terms of like Chalk and Bates versus Fournier, Baudry, and Cizeron, it's like a 5-4 split, actually in favor of the French. The Canadian judge, though, puts the French in third. So, and you look at here, Fear Gibson versus Gillis and Poirier, it's same thing. It is a 6-3 split, actually, right? In favor of Fear and Gibson. But Gillis and Poirier, you know, end up on top just the way how everything averages out. And so we're seeing very split panels, but some very kind of judging down. There's the Lithuanian judge puts Gillis and Poirier in fifth in PCS. Right? Like that to me, I don't see that. And there's multiple judges here. Three judges put them fourth and fifth in TES overall, even though they have the number one rank in base value. So we're just again seeing these small, just like Tony is saying, these small little chipping away that can really chip away to team score. Gillis and Poirier performed this rhythm dance, you know, a year before. Let's say this was last season. They're probably getting 84, maybe 85 for it, right? Just with how the judging was last year. Whereas now all of a sudden they are 3 points below where they probably would have been. Just by what Tony's saying, the small chipping in away of scores that will not even show up in that whole corridor thing because it's still within the corridor. It's just one GOE down.
Because there's only five elements, so you know, from a +2 to a +3 to a +4 is a lot of GOE,
Right.
especially we're not even going to go over these choreographic sequences that they have.
No, I know.
Yeah,
I
but
pulled them and
that
I was just like, where there's no point.
yeah, there's no point because there's no, you throw out whatever you want for it. I mean, you truly can throw out whatever score you want for it. So there's no point in even saying this has more content. We saw, and this is just going back to what we saw in Finland, but the incorrect element was called for the French, and still there were judges without that exclamation point that would have given a +5 for basically a
Right.
non-element that wasn't even, you know, I mean, it had some content, but it really was very skimpy. So to me, it's just a throwaway, whatever they're going to give, whatever they want to give.
I agree.
I will say though, Gilles Poirier on that pattern step that we watched, they got a level 3, which was actually higher than the French team. They matched Chalk and Bates on that element. However, because of the way it was scored as far as the
Grade of execution.
GOEs, the French actually basically broke even with that because of that. So it's, you know, it's the levels aren't really differentiating too much because this GOE is just the whole thing that matters really. It doesn't matter about your level
Right.
more or
And in
less.
context too, between the last cycle, like, you know, before they went to +5, you know, GOE, they basically suppressed the level differentials between the levels, like in terms of like what's the base values, right? It used to be really big for some elements, like a level 3 versus four in steps used to be like 1.5 points, and now it's 0.75. And so they're going through and they're just chipping away at how important these levels even are. and everything's becoming GOE, and now everything's choreographic element GOE. All right. But in the free dance, you're seeing very similar things happen here. There's these small little GOE differences happening. And I don't know what we want to look at. I pulled like everything basically except the choreographic elements. There are those things, but if we're just looking at the top two, right? You have Chalk and Bates, you have Fournier, Baudry, and Cizeron. They are 5 points apart, right? And we know that Fournier, Baudry, and Cizeron have that extended lift. They have that fall, right? So that's 2 points there that they just lost. And then you have the PCS suppression, about 0.5 going on for each one. And let's say they got all those, right? Let's say
I
they
would say
didn't
even
fall, but got
more.
that.
Yeah. I would
Let's
say
just say
even
the
more.
0.5 that's supposed to happen, right? So if they didn't fall, they would have at least gotten then 3 more points in
Three more
GOE.
points.
There's those 5 points, right? Just there. And then we're not even talking about the suppressed GOE from the choreographic lift, because that fall happens right before the choreographic lift. That entry impression is just gone. They don't have as much speed going into it. They get it like they get some twos here, or at least 1 2, when this would have been like a maybe a 4 or 5
Four.
element, right? Four. So there's a point right there. So all of a sudden I'm at 6 points. So even just kind of being like that, right? Those 6 points puts them in first place in this free dance if they didn't have that fall. And again, that's me being very conservative about what the PCS raise would have been without that fall. Because they get under 9 here for presentation. Right. And
Which,
that
I
would have
mean,
been the 9.75 range.
they had to be. I mean, if you're looking, again, we
Yeah.
can't compare from team to
We
team,
can't
but how
compare
could
team
you
to
not
team.
give when you're
Right.
throwing out 9.75 so easily for track and base?
Right. Let's do the Twizzle for Elites for the top two. I think that's a really great comparison. Especially because the second set is so bad for
Well, even look, just look at
even
her in
this
the
one,
first set.
right?
Look at
In the
her right
first
there.
set, she's
Look.
slowing down a
Look at
lot.
that. She's
Yes.
leaning outside the circle already. Like it's, and there, she's way inside the
On
circle.
her
She's,
and she's on her toe, hitting up on her toes, and it
yeah.
slows down and it starts rotating in place a little bit. I still think there's enough distance being covered to where it shouldn't be taken off.
Yeah, but look
But
how
yeah,
far between them. I just want you
slow,
to see right there. Look
low
how far between
rotation.
them. Now they
I
get
would still
back
say
into.
that's 2 arms lengths. I would give them that.
Yeah, but
Yeah.
however, I'm saying they're gonna change the distance moving forward
Yes,
now.
yes.
So again, I mean, I would say that was okay, but slow. You know, there's nothing special about
Yeah.
that. But then him, I don't know. I just looking at this element, very, very cautious. I don't know.
Yeah, it's very cautious, slow moving. Actually, my brain was recalling incorrectly. The first second set is actually somehow better than the first. Somehow, I know. But she
But
gets level
again,
two here. Oh, go ahead.
well, that was be I think that was because of the beginning. But
Yeah.
again, I would say right here, this is not moving. She's not moving. She literally he pushes out a little bit, and I'm not saying his twizzles are a miracle any better, but like this is not moving. This is literally not moving. So, and even coming
And you're
out, you
seeing
can
that,
see.
right? And you can see that, and how they pretty much have to like set the foot down and then use that curve to get a little bit of momentum. But to me, that's like a smoke and mirrors thing. If you're looking through that, again, a clear negative feature in that first set, clear negative feature for me too in the third. I would even give them credit for the third set because she's not moving enough. So there's that one knock. She definitely has that little bit of like a rotation issue in the first one. I would count that as a check turn. That's her level two right there. And you're seeing clear negative features, yet most of the panel gives them +4 for this element. Only two judges dare do +3, and that's the Japanese and the British judge. British judge is clearly the stingiest judge in this competition, not in a bad way. I am glad they're doing that, only because like at least someone's more or less trying to judge things kind of accurately, maybe. But Fournier Baudry and Cizeron. Right, and I love the entrance, how they actually hold that spiral. They do the feature there,
The
and they're
nuance of
doing
the
I believe 8 rotations. Yeah, they have the head going up with the arms going up too. They're having all these interweaving patterns in between the first and second set. You see this creativity. Second set has a lot of speed
So
into
much.
it. They hold the edge, and then they have this really cool integrated choreography coming out of it. It's not a
First this.
reset. It's all integrated.
Yeah, exactly. It flows. It is not. You see Chalk and Bates completely stop at the end of their twizzles because there's no speed and they have to like gain speed again, right? You have this as their entry, which I think, beautiful, whatever. Goes directly into the twizzle, hop into it. Okay, this nuance. Okay, so perfectly, perfectly. Now they have this nuance of putting their heads back. And
these are
amazing.
extra
I love it.
rotations. This is during
Exactly.
three extra rotations where they're
Yep.
doing this. And it's risky to do that.
Entire body movement, like, you know, they're not doing pulls, they're not doing like some awkward thing. Like, this is just flowing so good. They
And look at how
interweave
they
for a
change
year.
positions, they change
Exactly.
the pattern. Right.
Good. I
And
just,
look,
to
oh
me,
my God, the flourish, the finish, so much better.
Changing
It's su
direction at the
vastly
end.
superior. And then it's an integrated choreography before and after, right? Again, not start and stop. And you look at here, every judge gives them +4, except the Canadian Japanese judge. The Canadian judge gives them a 5. Good for you. And then the Japanese judge gives them a 3. What are you watching, right? I would love whatever you're having. Sounds like you started your day very early, or your night is still ongoing during this competition. I don't know what's going on with you. But you know, I look at this, I just think about Fournier Baudry, Cezanne's Twizzles. Smooth and effortless. I'm giving them those two bullets. Enhance the choreography and character. Yeah, because they
100%.
literally put the head. Yes, even if I'm giving them three, I'll give them the two for that. Entry, exit, seamless, unexpected, creative for both.
I would say, yeah.
Yes. I'm now at 6. Body lines and pose of both partners that is pleasing per partner. I mean, wouldn't you want to go plus
Absolutely.
two for per partner for this? So already plus two per partner. I'm at 10 features and I'm only at the fourth category in this rubric.
Okay, so you did it and you got plus 27 GOE,
Right,
right?
right. And then you're at the
Or
element innovative, creative. Yeah, it's innovative, creative. Even if you're giving a plus two, I'm at 12. Unison one is throughout the element. Yeah, if you're just giving them plus one out of the two for that, that's 13 features. Like consistent spacing, close between partners. Yeah, given the one, you're at 14. Speed maintained. Yeah, 15. F 15 positive features for this element. Like, to me, it's clearly a plus five. You give this element plus five, it's just so good in so many ways. Yeah, only one judge even dares to do it. So not being judged accurately again. And if you just compare the GOE they got, Chalk and Bates got 2.8 points for this. Fournier Baudry and Cezanne get 2.9. So the GOE difference is 0.1 point. Absurdity. That's just to me, again, an absurdity. Like, I don't understand how poorly the judges are doing when it comes to actually using the rubric to grade grade of execution.
Okay, so this is Chalk and Bates.
That's right. That's right. Right. So they turn the corner. It starts.
This is a very late element for them. This is the second to last
Yeah.
element. Shallow, 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 everything. And you it just look at the
Right.
ice
And so
that's
here they are.
flying
They're in
up.
close hold here. They're in, you know, face-to-face hold there. Right, but most things really just are, you know, progressive, simple. It's like a simple pattern. They're not covering a lot of ice because, you know, if you look at all their step sequences in the past too, they're all very similar. There's not a lot of flow. They're kind of just one pace. I wouldn't say it's a bad element, but I wouldn't say it's exceptional. You know what I mean? Like you go down the list of worlds of teams, and I would say that's just right there too with the teams that are placing like 10 through 15. There really isn't anything exceptional happening. They don't even take the time to really show off their body positions and lines. And if you look at him too, it's a very similar thing. He's upright the whole time. She's the one doing all the performance. Because I think he really can't go up and down with his body like he used to be able to. You know, I think if you're just thinking about the body issues I have in my late 30s, I have knee and back issues that I can't imagine what a world-class athlete knee and back issues you have as a in a paired sport like this, right? So
Again, once again, just because you said that, let's just watch him the entire time. And I just want, even her though, I mean, there's not a lot of movement with the upper body, which is fine, whatever. They're getting through the element. They don't have to. But you see,
right.
even just him, it just everything is so careful. But he is like locked into one position with his upper
He
body, and he's
is.
not doing anything. He's
Right.
really.
His back doesn't really move at all. There's no performance flexibility happening in that regard. And that's just been the hallmark of him this whole season. Like, I feel like they're choreographing around something. Like, there's
I
probably some
agree.
lingering, really bad issue that's happening.
So now Fournier Baudry sees on. Already you see much better
Bigger
use
edges, much deeper. You know, I would say in terms of the holds, it starts really similar. And then they get into like, you know, face to face, closer holds, and then they change these holds. But the patterns, even too, the way they weaving around each other, look how big that curve
Doing
is,
so much
the depth of
more,
edges. Right. In the dynamic movement, I love that. I
I like
love
the how
that
they do their
right there
twizzles, you know,
too.
separate, like
I
He
love
does
this
the
too, where at the end
twizzle.
here, how he does this and then finds her again, blindly
Yeah,
finds her,
yeah,
matches
yeah, yeah.
right up with her.
Yep,
It's so
yep.
beautiful, and you don't see anything like that happening in Chalk and Base. Yeah, so he counters, finds her. It's so good, right? They get right close together, and they don't see each other as they're doing it.
Yeah. Again, for the beginning, just watch the entire body involvement and look. I'll stop at some of the points. Like the edges are just so much
And look at
deeper.
the
The
extensions
extension,
actually
like,
happening.
yeah, there's like
And
anything,
even that,
any
the
turn.
arms, the way the arms go down. This is something Papadakis and Cicerón did so well that Fournier, Baudry, and Cicerón are also
Look
doing
at
very
the
well.
depth
The
of their
way,
edge right there. Look at
yes.
that. Like every single edge that they do is so much deeper, and they're doing so much more with their bodies too.
Again,
So,
extension out, extension out. Constantly looking for ways to give you that the aesthetics, right? And even that, even just that little bend Guillaume does right there
yep.
is way more than Evan Bates does in like the entire free dance. That
Yeah.
little bit of back bend. And again, this beautiful way when he does the twistles, they separate and he counters and finds her.
Just look at the
So
edges, just
beautiful.
turn so easily. Everything
Right.
is so. I mean, there is no comparison to me in that element at all
Right.
either.
None to me. Same, right? And when you look at the scores here though, like what? The GOE that Chalk and Bates get is 3.59. The GOE that Fournier Baudry get is 3.88. Right? Not even it's 0.29 points of difference. I don't see how it's only 0.29 points of difference. Like that's just crazy. I'm sorry, crazy. How are they not getting plus four at least GOE for this? Like I just don't understand that. Like they need to be getting plus four across the board. Chalk and Bait should probably be at like a plus two. So there needs to be that clear differential. There should be like a few points difference in the grade of execution of this element. Yeah. And do we want to look at then Fear Gibson and Gillis and Poirier too? What, it's like five turns and some changes of holds. Love the way it starts though. Right. So immediately though, way more open. Starts way more open than everybody else, way less speed. And they do way more like progressive turns in between everything. They're not really looking to give you this cool body position, and she's hanging on him the entire time. There really isn't this like, yes. Right. And you're seeing just a more shallow pattern, way less content happening, way less performance happening, way less actual like nuanced choreography happening, although still more than Chalk and Bates, in my opinion. But you know, I would say like in terms of the actual abilities between the two teams, I would like actually grade these like fairly evenly. I don't know about you,
I've
between
said that
Chalk and
for
Bates and Fear and
several
Gibson,
years,
but
you
they're
know.
very similar in how they executed this element. But Fear and Gibson get 3.14 points in GOE, right? And again, Chalk and Bates get more. They get 3.59. So only 0.4 points more, but I don't know. Like to me, I don't see the huge difference in terms of like the ability actually being
Yeah, me neither.
showcased to us.
Me neither.
And already we see way more variety of movement here from Gillis and Poirier than Chalk and Bates or Fear and Gibson. And the ability to actually like, try to perform, interpret the music. It's not like we're seeing a huge difference in terms of like the ability to create like patterns and everything like that.
I will say it was slow and careful, but there's more content. There is just his
There's more
spread eagle
actual
right there, just
choreography
like, you know,
happening.
like there's
Exactly,
it's
right?
they're using their bodies. I've said, you know, he looks stiff this year, but at least in this element, it doesn't show so much. That was really nice. Those edges were really nice right there. That twizzle for her, everything was, you know, it looks pretty good. Now, her posture is not always great. I'm not gonna sit here and say like this up and down kind of her back is kind of just
Right.
not moving, but
But you
it's
know,
cleaner.
exactly, right? So even to me though, like there's better choreography, it enhances the program better. There's more creative movement, there's more variety of movement. There's actual like back and body movement going on here, whereas if you look at Chuck and Bates, there's really none happening for him at all. Yet, if you look at their GOE, they get 2.84 points. They get a bunch of twos here. And you look
Right,
at
and
Chalk and Bates,
that's
and
the
they're
thing though.
getting, yeah.
If you're
Go ahead,
going
sorry.
to fall, if you're going to say one team, oh, they're doing everything slowly so they can hit all this stuff, and that's why that's okay, and that's why it's such a great element still. Then why are you also at the same time for another team that's doing a little bit more content? They're using their bodies more. I wouldn't say their edges are any less shallow. Why are you finding a reason to push them down, but you cannot do that with Chalk and Baits? That is my issue. That is the issue, because people will say, you know, I am sure NBC is going to run with this all season about how they have to do everything very carefully because that was, you know, they want to get their turns in. It's not that what they're doing is extremely difficult, though. It's not that they have to slow down because of that. It's just that's what they're not a fast team to begin with. And that's, you know, that's how they're going to perform the element no matter what. They're not going to bomb through it because they're not capable of doing that. And they're not capable of using their full bodies because when they do, they slow even down even more. I mean, it's just that's what it is, and that's why they're not including this full body kind of involvement. They're having her sell it while he's kind of just there up and down, and that's it.
I pulled some other clips too. I don't think we're gonna have time to like look at all of them. But I
We got
noticed
time.
like
What do you want? We got
oh
time. What
well,
do you
all
want?
four of the teams do a combination lift too. So we could
Okay.
look at that. And as Tony's loading that, what I also would do if you're just at home and you can rewatch this, just look, pay attention to the first minute of Chalk and Bates' free dance and pay attention to how little skating she's actually doing for a whole minute of the program. And then compare that to every other team in this competition. She is skating the least in terms of like the top four.
Okay, Chalk and Bates combo lift.
Right. And I would say it's actually really good. Like, I actually really enjoy
That part I
this,
like.
right?
That part I like.
Like that right there. But to me, the second part slows down a bit. There's not as much control happening,
What I
but I do
don't like
like
about
it.
it, and what I commented in real time, is I think they're actually giving the judges reason to not give them a plus four or a plus five, because it's like step, step, and then up. And you can kind of see when they transition into that, it's not the smoothest. Like, really, it's some people, like right there, you see, it's just not like, it's like she has to find
It's
the
not
foot, she
right
has
into
to find the
position,
foot.
right?
Exactly. And for me, it's just those little things that when you see the other teams and you see what other people are doing, that's where I would say, okay, it's not as effortless. So therefore, I cannot give all of these criteria to get up
Right.
to these highest levels. I mean, in my opinion, but.
Right. And then, but they're just doing like basic crossovers right before this too, right? Like it's a very stop and start type of like program to where they're just trying to find going highlights into things, right? They're not really trying to like integrate everything. It's all stop and start to give you moments and highlights.
She's giving
But that's
moments.
this is giving moments. That's actually a great moment. Love that picture. Yeah, awkward there to get up.
I
Then
love
they're
the
up.
position though. I mean, I love the
Yes.
idea of it. I just think that that transition into it has bothered me since the beginning, because it's
Right.
step, step. And it's almost like that first step that she puts up, it's like she has to like really make sure, you know, to me
Yeah,
that
it's
you can just
there.
see like it's
Right.
there. Okay, then I'll put my other
There, and
foot.
then arm two, making sure it's stable. Up. Yeah.
So for me, that's not that's a, that's a okay. It's not great though. Now, this.
So for this, I actually pulled it right from the dance spin first, just because like if you're just like comparing like all the choreography happening like right before, to me, like they integrate this so much better. Even just this here, where he's low and doing this, and you see Evan Bates doing nothing like this during the program. And then the slow going back, swaying, and integrating it with the music. You're hearing it. I can hear it in my brain, this part too, the music playing. And nothing feels like they're just trying to get from point A to B to start the element to me.
One, two, three, four, five,
And then just how low this
six,
is, the position
seven,
is, how he has to
eight,
curve, and how she's naturally
nine,
just changing her
ten,
position with
eleven,
his change of
12,
curves. You never see
13.
anything awkward. And then when he has to lift her out of that to get that featured seamless integration happening, right?
So let's watch that again without me counting, because they get called for an extended lift here. That's why I was
Yeah.
counting. But yeah, just the insane.
It's
Like,
13
look how low.
seconds, right?
He's look how low, like this is insane. This is insane that they're keeping this so smoothly and that he's keeping the flow. Talk about like the up and down of other teams where they can't even move when they're up and down. This is like he's completely leaned over into this Hydra Blade kind of movement. She's extended. Now, the thing that's crazy here, he has to stay in this bent position where he's basically seated and he has to completely change direction while
Right.
he's still holding her in this position.
And notice how that change of position too happens. As he's changing the curve, her arm is slowly coming down, like it's part of the choreography, holds onto his neck, and then that's what like is her second position, you know, for the second lift here. I'm like, that is just so good to me.
And
They
also,
do a
I
much
mean,
better job of
this
transitioning
transition
naturally.
into in everything just flows so well. Even this
Right.
transition into it, I mean, they're rotating, and then all of a sudden he has to stop rotation to hit this position immediately. This is like risky,
Right.
risky kind of stuff.
And you know, yeah, there's like some regressive steps happening here, but the only actual crossovers, I think there's three total crossovers to get into this, to build the speed for this entire combination lift. Right. And there's at the beginning, which I actually love this lift actually too.
Yeah,
You
it
know,
fits the
gets
music
in,
perfectly.
fits the music perfectly. I
This
actually
thing
love this
about how not.
position too. It's so cool. And how they just move out with it. The change of position is really smooth too, and I can hear the music playing. And how I love that when he takes her and she turns out, yeah, at the end there too.
Just the one thing I will say, he
Really
was moving
strong.
slightly there. I've seen this
Yes.
perform better in earlier competitions. He was
Yes.
moving a little
There
bit.
was a slight deviation, I would say. Yes. Not enough
But
maybe for
it,
the level drop,
nah.
but.
It fits the music so perfectly though. And this is done so quickly. You know, they've always been masters at these lifts and in the choreographic elements. But this is and the reason why he can do this is if you look, his arms are not completely upright. This is the way
Right,
that
right.
teams have
They
gotten
had to
away
be
with
bent.
this. Yeah. So they're not locked in, they're slightly bent. I love this for an opening lift. I love that they included this as their opening lift. Yeah, for me it's good.
Yeah, same. Really
Kind
good.
of whips
You
her out of
know.
it and they just get into the program.
Right, and they have this like interesting transition into it, and then all of a sudden, right? So it's surprise entry, which I love. And they go for this just
Counter
like
rotation.
counter
Per oh my
rotation, yes,
God.
into the stationary lift. I'm just like, wow.
It's so
Right. And they
good.
do
It's
this thing
so
like
good.
I mean this in the most positive way possible. I'm not trying to bag them. I'm actually saying this as a compliment. But you know, like when you're a kid and you play airplane, like, right? This is what it makes me think of. This whole idea that like she's just sitting here, she's just you feel this level of comfort and this freedom in her
This is
position, and then just
insane.
how cool the element is.
It's
You have
so
that
good.
surprise entry,
No
and then you
hold.
have
They're
this
not holding.
no holds at all. It's perfectly balanced. Love the entry out of it too. And again, there's just all this innovation happening too.
And
And
what
when
was
you
the
look
score
at
difference? Yeah.
Right. So when you look at this, Gillis and Poirier actually score the worst on this combination lift. If you look at their GOE, they get 3.7. The max GOE you can get on a combination lift is 4.8. Right. So because 2.4 in each lift is the max GOE you can get. Fournier, Baudry, and Cizeron max this out. They get all fives except the Kazakh judge who gives them a three because that person, I don't know what they were looking at. I have no idea. Chuck and Bates, they get 3.84 points, right? So almost a point below Fournier, Baudry, and Cizeron, which I would say is about accurate. They get all fours going across. They get 1.5 from the French judge. So the French judge was very generous, weirdly enough. Fear and Gibson, though, they get 3.57. And to me, I'm like, I don't think this was weaker than Chalk and Bates's. I would have given this solidly a four, but a bunch of judges went three with it. The Hungarian, the Kazakh, and the Canadian judge give them a three. I get why the Canadian judge did it. You look at Gillis and Poirier, and it's a little more varying, right? I see threes and I see two fives here, but there's three threes, which is what really suppresses the GOE for this because two of those threes ended up counting, and they only get 3.7 points, and they get the they get 3.7 points, higher than Fearn Gibson, but a lot lower than, you know, Fournier, Baudry, and Cizeron, and still lower than Chalk and Bates. And to me, it's a highlight. To me, this is an easy plus four element. If not, I could see myself, depending on how the features shake out, a five, just because of the innovation part. I would give them all three features for how innovative and creative this is.
Agreed.
So just even that, you're seeing that I think Gillis and Poirier aren't being just judged fairly, in my
One
opinion.
thing I will say, though, and this relates to single skating as well. There's Luc Economide. He does like a both rotations. I think it's camel spin. He does it in both directions. And because it slows slightly down at the end, I feel like the level, I think the level is always not high, and then also the GOE is like not good, and I feel like maybe this is coming into play with Gillis and Poirier as well, because they're changing direction and they are slowing down. I mean, it's insanely difficult to rotate in your opposite direction than what you're used to, and I feel like maybe that's where they're getting them a little bit, but that's not like, to me, that's like kind of nonsense, because the intricacy of what they're doing is just so much stronger. But it's just those little mental things that I think about. I'm like, maybe this is why they're giving them reason. Much like for me, Chalk and Bates, the way that they have to step up, and then go up into the lift. I feel like that's, giving opportunity to lose points there as well. I feel like maybe that's going on with Gillis and Poirier. They should respect a change direction type of element though, because
For real, because who else is doing something like this? Nobody. We're seeing rotational plus stationary combination lifts, but not like this, right? And it's something that it's only going to be rewarded in GOE, and it's very clear some judges aren't giving him that creative and innovative features for that.
Which
And
they
so,
should.
which they should 100%. So, like, I'm just seeing again the nickel and diming of some teams over the others. And if you're looking here, it's really hard to do a top two comparison when it comes to PCS, because Fournier, Beaudry, and Cizeron had that fall, which totally suppressed their PCS. But if you're looking at here between Fear and Gibson and Gillis and Poirier, Gillis and Poirier still win PCS by 0.2 points. They, I think, win the overall panel, right? So those slight differences there. Everything else really is in what's going on with the GOE. And if you just look at the choreographic elements, Gillis and Poirier get 12.9 points, whereas Fear and Gibson get 13.85.
Which is the
There's the
story of what
difference
they've
in the
always,
medal. Yeah, that's the medal right there, right? So it doesn't really even matter at this point. You could be comparable in skating, or maybe even have better executed technical elements, but if you don't bring the right vibes, the judges aren't going to reward you for it.
Any other elements we
Frustrating.
want to look at?
I mean, we could look at the 1 foot turns.
One thing I was going to say though is, at first watching it in real time, I thought. I was really I wouldn't say worried, because the rules are the rules. I was thinking maybe Fournier, Beaudry, Cizeron, that their final choreographic lift, I thought that maybe that trip was like considered into the entry of the element, and then I was thinking, oh, even if they do it again, they're not going to get any credit. But it was far enough away from the start of the element that it was not deemed to be the element, so they were still able to get points for it. I mean, it had to be cut a little bit short because they had to get up and kind of scramble. So like we mentioned in the beginning, this is another thing where they lost points. They're, probably going to get a plus four for this. And then it's, you see some judges that opt for a plus two or a plus three. All right, so now we're going to go over the 1 foot steps, which this is, there's four key components to each 1 foot step. You have to do certain movements within each one. Every single one that is deemed clean is what you get for the level. There's one technical panelist that's watching the man, there's one watching the woman, and they deem the levels. So, watching first of all, Chalk and Bates.
It's actually, they've actually done a lot better job with this. You know what I mean? Like expanding the pattern, it's not the biggest to me. And at the end, they pretty much lose a lot of speed. There's not a lot of creativity going on. And even then, like the arm positions are different, like different points of it, which isn't my favorite thing happening here.
So there's another right there is one of the where they'll get a level. They changed the camera just as they were doing it, and then the twizzles to finish up are the final level. So basically within this element, I think actually all the teams now are doing them in the same order, but the only really real requirement is that the first component of this, whatever
The
difficult
first
turn,
difficult turn has to be
so
simultaneous, and
the
everything
rest
else
can
can
be
happen at
whatever
a different
order.
time. But everyone's just doing it.
At first this team was not doing it, but they switched it
Oh,
to
we're
be a little
so
bit
good.
easier.
I know.
So we see already the strength and the depth of knees is already a lot stronger to me. And now if you're watching, if you want to call out all the turns in real time, because this was deemed by the panel to be a level four for him. So it means every single thing that he did was considered perfect and clean.
So that with the rocker, and that's their first simultaneous turn, and then they three turn into that bracket, right? Oh, and then you have your counter, and then your twizzles, right? And for me, it's that part at the end there. How much speed they have going in the end, and instead of setting their foot down, they extend out, and that's the to me what makes the difference between a team like Fournier, Beaudry, and Cizeron, and almost like the rest, right? They're still able to exhibit a level of control at the exit of the 1 foot turns that you're not seeing in the field.
One thing I will say right here, and I said this when I was watching live, he gets really kind of dangerously close to her right here. And you like right there, they are so close. And then he has the strength to kind of push outwards. I mean, all the credit in the world for being so close, but I think that was a little bit of a dicey moment. But if you want to
But
see
going
it
that
on,
counter twizzle, so good.
and then the little flourish out of it, I mean, everything is so controlled.
And
It's
it's
so.
smooth, right? And it doesn't feel stop and start. They keep that speed and momentum, before and after, and they go right on.
So this is their first turn. And I would say
Yeah,
even
and
right
that's
here,
okay.
I don't think that they would get credit for that because watching him, I mean, even
It's
him, who I
he
think is
exits on a
great,
flat.
is a flat, 100% a flat.
Exits the bracket on the flat. Yeah.
Even these, I mean,
Yeah, that counter of a flat. Actually love the exit though. Like
Yeah,
the
I
twizzles.
love
Now
this exit. I
granted.
love this.
Now granted, they're
But
exiting without any flow of the element. They
yeah, of
purposely
course.
arrest it, and then they go into this like optional, almost like twizzle in place or spin, whatever you want to call it.
Did she get a level three?
I'm gonna double check that. My Zoom's trying to hide everything. She gets a two. They both get
Two,
two.
okay. Two,
Two,
okay.
two.
That makes more sense. I was gonna say, I thought she had a three. I think she maybe had a three in the first. But yeah, so right there, this is 100% a flat, I would say, for both of them. I don't think either of them is are then they ease into it.
Right. And then you see that a lot. A lot of these difficult turns, they'll exit on the flat and then lean into the correct edge.
Even
Not great.
that, I mean, even that, what I would say, I wouldn't give credit for either one of those. So then what they're getting points for the last two things, apparently, because
Right, the twizzles.
the twizzles, yeah.
Double
And this
twizzle,
is
and
really cool.
then
This is a cool kind of finish to it.
yes, I love the way they exit.
Yeah, they have. Remember, this is all on 1 foot, so they're stopping to get stationary, and then they're generating speed just from that. That's cool. I like that. Not that that counts for anything within the element, because it doesn't, because it's not one of the four required things. But it's still at least nice. Okay, and then Ulysse Poirier,
And they change
watching.
these. Yeah, I think they do bracket first too. Yep.
That's nice. I like
And
that right there.
counter. Yeah. And everyone's hitting a twizzle. And then they keep the momentum up. And it seems integrated to me, right? And so this pattern isn't as big for theirs.
No,
You know, I
they get
think
it
out
done
of
quickly.
they did it done quickly out of the four
Can't
teams.
really see
But
there.
yeah.
Yeah. This one looked good,
That's
actually, I think.
yeah, the counter was good.
And then right here, to kind of ease into it again, I would see where they could take off for that. But they get it all done quickly. You know, the other teams are kind of holding and making a moment, and this team's kind of just going from one to the other to get it done very quickly. And it flowed well. I mean, there was no problem with it. But when you're looking at maybe the cleanliness of the turns, I would say, like, for sure, right here, I would not give either of them. They kind of ease into it on that curve. And then I like this, though. I like this edge work right here. I think that's nice. And then again, right here, I
See,
would
yeah, I don't
say,
think that's not a clean rocker to me.
no, no.
I don't see that. I think they're both exiting on a flat here.
Yep. I totally agree. Were they both at level two as well? Or was she at three? Someone I know.
She three, he two.
Okay. Well, all
Interesting.
right. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. You know
Interesting.
what I mean? We're both gonna like maybe not. Maybe they
Yeah.
both get the
Yeah.
twizzle, and maybe
Yeah.
they kind of get the bracket. That's about it. But just looking here, looking at the GOE, like at the 1 foot turns here, Chalk and Bates get 2.8 points. Fournier, Beaudry, and Cizeron get 2.69 points. So somehow Chalk and Bates get scored higher on this element, which to me, no, like I'm not seeing that. I'm really not. I am seeing so much more depth of edge, so much more speed in and out from Fournier, Beaudry, and Cizeron. The curves are all really big. It's controlled. If you look at Fear and Gibson, they got 2.28 points, and Gilles Poirier gets 1.87. I'm not seeing a huge difference either, honestly, in this
No.
because there's some pluses and minuses here. Like because Gillis and Poirier have that speed in and out, it feels way more integrated as an element. It feels like it's way more with the music as opposed to them just getting through it, right? And I don't really understand some of what's going on here. Like how did Chalk and Bates get the highest GOE on this. They have a majority plus four from the panel. No. You know what I mean? No. Like, and maybe this is just by the virtue of the fact that Fournier, Baudry, and Cizeron had this huge mistake, skated right before. So it was very obvious if Chaka Bates skate clean, they were going to win at that point. But, and I know that tends to free up judges to feel like, oh, I can give higher GOE. I'm not worried about who places above who, even just subconsciously. But still, I don't see plus four. I don't see a world where this is legitimately a plus four element. Even Papadakis and Cizeron in their heyday weren't getting really high scores for their 1 foot turn element. So how are now all of a sudden Chalk and Bates being
It's
judged as they're the best of all time?
building up to the Olympics, and we see every year, every Olympic year, you see at the Olympics, all of a sudden skaters are getting these massive GOEs, they're getting these massive PCS that they've never gotten before, and I feel like that's what it's building up to. They're really, I feel like the judges have set in their minds very clearly. There's the top two that are going to battle it out for the gold, and they're probably close, and now there's another two right behind them that are maybe a little bit close. I mean, but I don't know. Truly, I do not want to keep. I'm not even bashing Chalk and Bates because it's not them. It's just the judges and it's just the technical
Right.
panel. And it's what are you seeing? Maybe, I mean, in person. And people will
And
say, but you
right.
have to see them in person. But then you see them in person, and I feel like they look even
The impression's
slower in
worse. The
person.
impression's actually worse in person. Yeah, no, in my opinion.
I just don't understand it. I feel like this competition, obviously, it was fair when you consider what happened in the free dance. That was very
At least
disruptive.
between the
That
top two. At least
exactly.
between the top two.
Well, top two, absolutely. Top two. Now, if we were to nickel and dime our way, chip away at this to say like, oh, plus one or plus two here, maybe we could find a way for Fournier, Baudry, and Cizeron to win. But I wouldn't feel right with that anyways because of that big glaring error. That was, even if it was a non-element, that kind of just disrupted the
Right.
entire impression of the program and the spell that you might have
And
been in. It
to
was
me,
just.
they were on their way to a 134 free dance until that fall. A 134 free dance. Just because, like you're saying, the PCS, even if conservatively, I'm just saying it got half a point lower. We know that some of these would have been the high nines, easily upper nines, like 9.75, 9.8, whatever we're about to see here. No, for me, the really big scandal, not even necessarily scandal, but controversial result is kind of what everyone else is talking about. That Fear and Gibson have now leapfrogged under a more or less clean Gillis and Poirier when that was not the case happening before. It was
I
almost
felt
controversial last year when Fear and Gibson leapfrogged the Italians.
It was coming. I said, I
I know
think you
you
can pull
did.
up a video, and I mean in France, and I think I said this is going to be the Grand Prix
No, you
final.
said it.
Fearing Gibson will be. I like them. I like, I
Me too.
cannot fault them for using the system to the best of their ability, and they are the number one prime example team of who has really set themselves apart by the new rules and why the way the rules are shifting and these choreographic elements. They really were the ones that started all of
Right.
this to benefit the most, and I cannot fault somebody for using the system to their advantage. Much like a
Right.
skater can go and do seven quads and they run away with the TES and the PCS then doesn't mean that much anymore. That this is the same kind of thing in play.
And that's what's
You use the
happening. Yeah.
system for what it is,
And
and
it's all the choreographic elements, And when you think before the choreographic rhythm step even became a thing with ridiculous 7.5 GOE points, like, still like drives me nuts to even think about it. Chalk and Bates, their strength was the free dance because of the choreographic elements in the free dance. And we saw that in that last cycle to where they had huge gaps to make up after the rhythm dance because everything was just judged on a technical level. Colloquially, everyone thought they were rivals with Hubble and Donahue, but when you look at what happened internationally, they always were in such a deficit after the rhythm dance that they couldn't catch it up in the free dance, even with all the choreographic elements. But now that we're seeing that all these choreographic elements are now just like everywhere, and that the rhythm dance is so heavily leaning toward that choreographic rhythm step in terms of separating all the teams. Again, 7.5 points worth of GOE
And when you give a plus
in
three, you're
one
getting four and a
element.
half. When you're giving a plus five, you're giving 7.5. That's 3 points. You're not losing 3 points on any other element. I mean, they're so closely kind of tighten it together. And we're talking about it doesn't really matter about the level because then the GOE isn't kind of balance it out anyways. There's not the level's not making or breaking anybody. So then you go to these choreographic elements. Watching this. I think Gilles and Poirier were definitely on the shady end of all of this, and I do feel they should have been in third place here. And in the end, I really think that they did enough. I
I
think
agree.
that they should have been probably, I mean, they were all, because of the mistake that the French made, they were all actually pretty close, those three teams in the free dance. But I do feel if you're looking at some of these, even the elements away from the choreographic elements, some of the stuff that we looked at, I just don't see how you can knock them down. Because
Right.
again, I'm going to go back to this whole thing. If you're going to use it against them, for like example, just like moving slower or whatever, then why are you not doing it equally to Chuck and Beats? So you can't
Exactly,
hit one
right.
team, you
So
know,
it's
so.
exactly. It's not just being judged fairly across the board in terms of like the same flaws and everything like that. We're just not seeing it. We're seeing exceptions for some teams and the rules for others.
But, and I'm not even saying that they deserve these lower GOEs, because when you're counting the innovation and you're counting actually what they're doing actually a lot more. So I don't think, I'm not saying, oh, because Track and Beats got a plus two for doing it slowly, that they should also. I mean, I think they have more going on. I think they have more innovation. You see that combo lift, I think that it's infinitely better, but you wouldn't know from the scores. So I do think that, even, you know, again, we're not supposed to compare teams, but when you're looking at Angelis Poirier versus Fearon Gibson, I do think Angelis Poirier are stronger. I think they skated stronger. I think they're repeating a program, and is that, well, two things. They're repeating a program. Is that kind of making them
Right.
lose out? And second of all, is her opening her mouth and kind of pushing back, is that making them lose out and give judges reason to kind of push them down as well? We don't know. I mean, I still think in a fair world that they would be looking at bronze medal in the Olympics. I mean, in a super fair world, I would say if we compare Lajoie and Laga, they would probably be ahead of all these teams, but that's not going to happen. So we have to look at what's realistic
Right.
for what the judges are going to do. And it's probably those two that are going to come down to the
Yeah,
Olympic bronze.
and what we're seeing right now is, you know, teams like Chalk and Bates and Fearon Gibson that really excel at these choreographic elements and creating those really kind of like vibe moments, right? Like instead of like an overall package that, you know, like you would see the strength of Fournier-Baudry and Cezeron and Gillis and Poirier. Again, before this cycle, there was no choreographic element in the rhythm dance, just the free dance. Already in the free dance, though, the choreographic elements accounted for like about one third of the GOE points. Now that same one third is also in the choreo or in the rhythm dance. This is really is explaining the difference between who's placing above what. These teams that are technically stronger, that go for overall packages, they're just not as much success, right? The moments for the choreographic elements matter more than the overall package of a program and choreography now. And this is why when we were talking about like the system is broken, I think the system is broken because we're no longer valuing skating. We're no longer valuing the art. We're valuing 10-second moments or less, 5-second moments. You know what I mean? As opposed to like what we're so used to and what I feel like people really want. I want to be able to watch a program all the way through and not think about the elements. You know?
All right, we've talked about that so
Oh, we
much.
talk
I
about the
know
women.
we're on a time crunch. Yeah, so we're gonna do the women very quickly. I mean, it's Alyssa Liu ends up winning this. She doesn't win the short program or the free skate. Actually, she was third in the free skate, second in the short program. She ends up winning by
How Alexei
falling
Bachenko
into it. Amine
got
Nakai ends up, oh, for Alexei Bychenko, for people that don't know, I think he was fourth in both segments at Europeans one year, and he ended up with the silver medal, something like that. It
Yeah.
was like something like that. Amine Nakai, the junior turned senior, it finishes in second, and more interestingly, she finishes on top of all the other Japanese women, so maybe that'll help her quest to get to the Olympics. I think it will actually
I
go
hope
very
it
far.
should. Yeah.
Kairi Sakamoto is in third. She's fifth in the short program after an uncharacteristic mistake, but then she comes back like typical form in the free skate, and she ends up winning the free skate. I think she had a single axel in the free skate. That was her only mistake. So she lost probably 2 points. Amber Glenn finishes in fourth. She, you know, sets up for this long triple axel, and ends up becoming a single in the short program. So she's coming back from a deficit. And she pulls up to fourth place. Moni Chiba, you know, she goes from first to last in the free skate, fifth overall. She really, I was so surprised that she kind of came unhinged in the free skate.
I know. But you know, I think this was one of the things. The context of this is there's three spots for Japanese women at the Olympics. There were four Japanese women here. And there was that internal Japanese competition of trying to place in the top, at least the top three, to give yourself that better case to make the Olympic team after nationals.
And she had
And at
it. She
least,
had
yeah,
it.
she had it. She's very close, right? And definitely Kaori's going. I don't know what you think, but after this competition, it looks like Amina Kai's going.
She should.
Right, she's been fairly consistent, has that triple axel, and it really is just now who gets that third spot,
And I think it could
because
be, I, you
Chiba did
know,
not lock it here.
she didn't lock it, but she was the only one to win both of her Grand Prix events. So there's that going for her. She's a world medalist from last season. The judges have shown time and time again that they will give her the scores. I think the technical panels have also shown they're a
They
little
look
bit
the other
lenient with
way.
the way that on her jumps. So I would say she's probably still in the driver's seat as long as she gets through nationals. But there's just so many women. I don't typically watch nationals, but this is an Olympic year, and I usually watch the video clips after the fact, but I might try to go seek out a source in real time and watch this, because this is like there's like eight or nine women that, I
Distinct,
mean, I guess if they had like a really, really good day, they could probably sneak in there. And then Rinka Watanabe finishes in sixth place. Really not, I mean, not that far behind though. Everyone was over 200 total points, and yeah, I mean, it was a pretty well skated competition. One thing I will say, I gave Alyssa a little slack at Skate America, because I'm like, I feel like she's just phoning in the free skate. I feel like she's just going through the motions. Even the short program like means more to her, so she at least feels it. But if a free skate, I'm like, she's going through the motions. I don't think it's necessarily that, because I'm watching some of her press conferences, and I saw the press conference she gave at Skate America, and someone said, "You look tired," and she was like, laughing about it. She's like, "I look tired. Like, I don't know. I felt like great. I actually felt really good." I think it's just her way of going into all of this stuff and just feeling so laid back. I think that's what is kind of relating into the skating, and I don't think it's that she's going through the motions. I think she's just like, she's prepared, and this is what she's gonna do, and that's it. And she doesn't really think about it. She just lets it happen.
I agree. She just does, right? Exactly. She's not overly in her head. And something I'll point out too is like, they did a really great job of this competition of giving you, it's almost like that portrait camera view where you're focused on the skater and the coach, everything else is blurred in the background. So right before they go out, when their name's introduced, they showcased everybody, and you could just see the nerves of some skaters just like on their face, they're breathing heavy. You really saw with Kaori too, and everyone's just like, oh, and they go out and perform. Alyssa's just like, okay, I got this. What will be is what will be, like great mentality to have. Although if we're just talking about the result though, I'm gonna say I disagree with Alyssa winning.
Really?
Yeah, I thought she was judged pretty generously about certain things here, especially some of these jump rotations. Got benefit of the doubt for a lot of them, and some of these creative executions, like, so for example, the step sequence, I don't see how that gets a four. It's
It's
slow,
crawling.
it's
We
pretty
don't,
labored to me, it's crawling, it doesn't really have like a big pattern, it's poor ice coverage in general to me. Again, benefit of the doubt happening with her rotations. Even her PCS to me was a bit high, especially composition. I don't see where she gets number one in composition from some judges because there's so little actually happening for some of this, and it covers so little ice in that second half. I
I
thought
agree with you.
Nakai should have ran away with it, to be honest with
Really?
you.
Okay. Well,
Just the quality of skating and the elements to me was so much better.
I do
Even
think,
if it's a junior-y program,
No,
it's
it
a
is.
more difficult program.
It is. And
She has better
skating's.
extension. She has better speed. She has better, more difficult choreography. So even if the theme to you is like kiddie, it shouldn't matter.
Skating skills should definitely be higher. There was a quarter of a point difference in that. I would say the composition of the program, yes, it is very. I think it's just the music is a lot of people just
It
sets them
is.
over the edge, but it's
I
the composition of
know.
the program is stronger. She keeps up the speed. The ice coverage is much better. The presentation, I mean, yes, Alyssa's like, it's fun music and she's going through the motions, and it builds well even when she's not giving it. Like, when she's just chill about it, it still kind of creates that moment. But I would still say the overall presentation of it was probably better for Nakai, so I do see that. And I do think, even I put up a clip of the short program jumps, and I would say Alyssa gets a little bit lucky on her combination. She's not the only one though. I mean, I feel
Agree.
like they look the other way for almost everybody,
Yeah,
so
this was pretty lenient. Like, I felt like we went from really harsh calling toward the end of the Grand Prix back to a little bit more lenient calling. Maybe it's consistently lenient, but it's lenient. And if we're just calling
and
out, though, some of this PCS, though, between Nakai and everyone else, the Finnish judge puts her sixth in skating skills. sixth in every category,
I don't
and
know.
puts Amber Glenn in second.
No, absolutely
No,
not.
right?
No.
No. Love Amber. She should be sixth in skating skills in this competition. You know,
Yeah,
like even if she had a clean skate and didn't have a mess and fall apart, like I don't see that. I don't see how someone puts Nakai in sixth here. To me, she's in that running for like first or second in skating skills, really. You know, maybe third if you're gonna put Chiba up there, but Chiba really had a not great competition, you know. So
Not a great free skate. The short program
yeah,
was
not a
actually,
great free
the
skate,
short
yeah.
program was really good. I feel like it finally kind of came to life. I've always liked it, but I feel like she really kind of got it now after, a season and a half of skating it. I've really enjoyed her performance quality so much in the short program. Amber, I will just say, I feel like every competition that she goes to, there's some kind of issue going on. And I'm not saying she's using that as an excuse, but I'm just wondering, like, what is really happening? Because it's like, there's always some, and she always looks terrified or like not in the mood or like I don't know how to describe it, but she's just not looking like she's into it. And the free skate was really good until the final jump.
It
That was,
was.
but I would say also when we're looking at jump rotations, if you're going to talk about the Japanese skaters and how they get the benefit of the doubt, her flip toe, I
Oh,
mean,
yes, every time.
it's every time. It's just so. We're not going to talk about pre-rotations, blah blah blah, but it's so twisted going up, and then it comes down short a little bit anyways.
Yeah,
I
the
don't know.
toe
And even,
usually is short and barely gets called. I don't understand why. Because you can see it too on the takeoff, like for the toe. That edge is always so unstable. Always so unstable. And she's some competitions, it's like she's almost about to lose it as she takes off. Some it actually looks pretty good, but it's inconsistent. And to me, in real time, I thought this toe was under. Doesn't even get a cue.
I put up a clip of her short program too, and I'm just like, they really are being quite generous across the board with a lot of these jumps.
Yep, and they don't even give Kaori an edge call for the Lutz.
And
Don't
they
even
should
do them
have
next.
in the
And
short
they
program,
should
because
have.
in the short program you have nothing to lose because she's getting no value on it anyway. So just call the edge and be like, we did our jobs for once. When you do a double Lutz in the short, it has to be at least a triple. But then in the free skate, we're back to not even calling like a warning or anything. And that's another thing, like, this is so unrealistic to what's being put out there. And I love Kaori, and I want nothing more probably than for her to win the Olympic gold medal, because I feel like this is, after years and years of going through programs I didn't like, I feel like she has two good programs this year. And I do feel like just the skating skills, and she just runs away with ice coverage and power, and it's not always the prettiest. The lines aren't always the greatest. She's trying to hold them much more this year, but just the overall excitement of her skating and the jump quality, aside from the Lutz, is just so good. And I feel like that should be really separated with
I
some of these
agree.
tiny jumps and like, slower moving programs. To me, it's just like a clear
Yeah.
that she is the best.
Benefit of the doubting. Yeah, right. And so it's okay to knock her for the one thing. You don't have to give her this benefit of the doubt on everything. And
But
I
if
know
you
that
do call, but if
both.
you do call the edge on the Lutz, she's going to be at a deficit in the short program. I
Right.
mean,
It should be a
it
full
might,
E, though. It should be a full
yeah.
E to me,
And then
right?
she
It's
loses all
almost.
her base value. She should
Right.
get at least a negative 3 GOE. Like, that's going to put
And
her at a
that's why she
deficit.
should be doing the loop. And she feels comfortable enough to do the Lutz because she is seeing how it's not being called for her. Right. And there was a period where she was trying to fix it and was causing all these problems with her flip. And now she's just gone to not even bothering.
Well, I mean, the flip's still kind of toe picks all over the place. Sometimes I'm like, how does she do that? But there's just so much more excitement in her programs. And when we're talking about like these getting these positive GOEs that are really deserved, I feel like she runs away with that when most other women are just barely rotating their jumps, if rotating them at all. So I think there needs to be credit given for this separation in GOEs for that. And then Ami
But
Nakai,
yeah.
her triple axel is like a thing of beauty, so there's that too.
And in terms of this, how this competition shook out, you know, it seems really close at the top and everything like that. But what we're seeing here is like a more or less clean Lu winning out against some women with mistakes, right? Some big errors, some big, like, you know, just like, ooh, you know, obvious things happening, right? Whereas Alyssa just has the cue call in her loop, which was actually under. But you know, whatever. But she w only wins by like 1.5, 1.6 points, right? And that's her being totally clean versus people with giant zero elements, everything like that. So in terms of how this shakes out for the Olympics, I still think Lou's up there for a medal, but I don't think she established herself as a gold medal favorite at
No,
all. If anything,
I
it
don't
showed
think
to
so. No.
us, She's waiting there to take advantage of everyone else's mistakes. But we had skaters here with big mistakes. Cowrie, big mistakes. Glenn, big mistakes. Monet Chiba, big mistakes. You know, like
Yeah.
Ami Nakai, mistakes, right? Like a
I
few
think she
smaller
knows that though.
mistakes.
I think
Yeah.
Alyssa knows she is at the mercy of quite a few other skaters not really doing their best. I would even argue some of the skaters that were not in this competition. Like looking at Isabeau, I would think if she's completely on,
Yeah.
she has a chance to get it too because her PCS should be a lot higher.
I agree. Better skating skills, better almost better programs, more difficult programs. Yeah.
So I think she knows that though. I think she's super realistic and it makes me like her even more. Just her so chill. It was actually Rinka at Skate America that like kind of whispered over to her. She's like, I think your first quad Lutz was like in this same building in Lake Placid. And Alyssa's like, I don't remember anything from junior. It might have been, I don't know. Like just she's just so like she
Love her
doesn't
so much.
she doesn't it's gonna take her places though. In the Olympics, it's probably gonna benefit her so much. You look at her versus some of the other skaters. I don't wanna call out Amber Glenn, but she's always looking terrified. She's really having this all ride on like these clean skates that she's not delivering. So I think it will set Alyssa up well, and you never know. Olympic pressure might get to everybody and she might find herself just like this competition sneaking in there.
Yeah. But you know, with Glenn, let's say though, like in a world where Glenn gets that triple axel in the short program and doesn't under rotate that loop in the long, she wins this competition. So she's up in there in that conversation too. You know, Glenn's someone who controls her own destiny with those two big elements in a lot of ways. Maybe not
I think,
against Nakai,
but I was gonna
but
say
I think,
Nakai, if she can do
yeah.
her triple axel, it's first of all, it should have higher GOE because
I
the
agree.
preparation is just like nothing compared to
Nothing.
Amber holding the whole
Yet some of
circle.
these judges are like, eh, plus one.
Same, yeah, same, yeah.
Ugh. Realize. Yeah, so like to me the women's is still really up in the air. It's so much depends on who's delivering. We're not going to see something like Ilya to where he has this huge cushion. He could more or less just get a big zero in the short program, still run away with it overall. But I'm excited. The Olympics is like so close. Like I'm
Two
so excited for
months.
the women's competition. I'm so excited to see how that shakes out. Pairs too is going to be a real competition. Men's, it's really just a competition more or less for the bronze, and if Yuma keeps it together for the silver,
It could be for the silver. I would say it's
dance.
still
Yeah,
open.
you think so? No, I think if Yuma's more or less clean, he gets silver lock.
But yeah, when's the last time Yuma was clean? And this is saying is one of his biggest fans. Like,
Very fair. Very fair. Right, right, right. Yeah. And so like I'm excited about that. Dance, I'm honestly not as excited because I feel like so much of it's gonna come down to politics, which I just don't want that to be the case. I would say the Grand Prix final felt very kind of like deflating as an ice dance fan because you're more or less seeing the things we've been complaining about. The judges are just doubling down and they're on just the poor
Excusing it.
application. Yeah. Anyway, we're out of time today, so
Yeah, we're out of time. We have a time crunch today. I hope that the ice dance segment with all the videos was enlightening.
yes.
I just ask everybody to pull out the rubric, and I know there's going to be difference of opinions, and people are going to say, "Oh, that was so creative to me," and I get it, but that's the subjectivity of kind of the rules not being so clear. But when you're just comparing, and again, you're not supposed to compare, but when you do, you just see how much more quality one team has over the other. And I wish that would be accurately rewarded rather than just a flare or, like some arm movement that really doesn't mean anything in the grand scale of everything. So that's, I hope
Right.
you're
And
able to.
it's very subjective, and we'll just keep pointing out the one objective thing is if you have one negative feature, you cannot get more than plus three GOE.
And they keep
Anyway.
getting it. All right. Anyways, so as always, comments, questions, emails, if you want to write an email, anything. If you want to contact us on Instagram, a lot of people are adding us on Instagram. I don't mind it. I don't think there's a wall between us. So write to me on Instagram and tell me what you think.
Yeah.
Write to us how we're wrong. People are destroying me over saying Ilya has no choreography. I mean, that's just, my opinion is that he skates through the music pretty much through the entire
All
first part of the
right.
program, but that's it, so that's how I feel. If you get moved and you're one that cries or whatever, you get this emotional feeling, then that's you, and I can't really argue that. That's just my feeling of, again, it's just I'm not stating anything as the be all end all of facts, unless it is technical elements that have specific things that they have to follow. I don't The PCS is one whole other thing that whatever,
Yeah,
but
the
I
vibes are
love
subjective, always.
I like reading all the comments. I like reading when people don't agree with us, because if everyone did, that would be so boring. Subscribe if you haven't. Share the video if you want to. That's all I think we have for today.
Yep.
We'll be back. Maybe we'll do some more features in between because the next few weeks it's really just some of the nationals around the world. And then in about a month is US nationals. So we have some time. Maybe I'll put up some like best of from the past because I have so many videos that I've uploaded from previous competitions, stuff that I've really liked, stuff like that. If you guys have any ideas of stuff that you want to see, we've hit Ice Dance to death, but we like talking about it so much. If there's anything else you want us to review, of course, we can make clips and go over that stuff. But yeah, that's basically it for now. Everyone have a nice recuperating time before we get ready for these biggest
Yes.
events. We have like 2 weeks until Japanese nationals as well, and I think that's the next big one. But otherwise, yeah. And if you haven't watched Juniors, please go watch Junior, especially Ice Dance from the Grand Prix Final. It's so good. So much
Yeah, I'm about to do
creativity.
that.
So much more. Yeah. But yeah, for now, my name is Tony Wheeler.
And I'm Thomas Vu.
Thank you for watching.
Bye, everyone.